The original gangster of comedy, Capone,
yes,
is performing
is.
At the Arlington Improv this weekend. He's on the phone. What up, Capone?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
How are you?
Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Coming up next here at the Apollo on Amateur Night. Let's keep it moving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday night, man. Every Wednesday. He crushes careers every Wednesday night, man.
Yeah, I'm getting old. That Wednesday flying in every Wednesday starting to catch up with me, man.
How long you been doing that, Capone?
Huh?
How long you been doing that?
That the Apollo for 16 years now.
Wow.
Have they ever booed you?
No, I get my check early, so it don't matter.
You don't hear it anyway, huh?
No, sir, no. No, never been booed, not at all.
Yeah. You hear about the subway rider smoking crack and stripping naked?
In New York?
Yeah,
man. On the number 3 train?
Nah, man. I don't know. I don't even watch the news as much as I should. After Donald Trump said what he said, I'm scared to watch the news.
And then once you get your Donald Trump information, you got a whole act.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's just, boy, I mean, I've seen boxers get punched and do better things than what he's doing. He is just, he's getting punched and he's just swinging like a girl.
The windmill. That windmill punching.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's sincere about it, too. These people that voted for him is something else, I'm telling you.
Did you see the black church that endorsed him in Charlotte?
No.
Omarosa is doing her job. She had an entire black church in North Carolina to endorse Donald Trump.
Yeah. They probably was about to be evicted, and they needed some quick money. And so Donald Trump said, y'all know, Donald probably owned that property.
He probably in order to keep it, you got to endorse me.
I mean, he comes at everybody. He is something else. You got to give him credit for that. He don't discriminate.
Hot summer in New York, man. It's been hot.
Yeah, it's hot everywhere, man. But when New York is hot, people, you know, they already aggravated out there.
That's why I asked.
It's like triple aggravation now. Babies don't want to be next to their mothers. And it's terrible.
That's why I asked, because it's even worse in New York when people get hot.
Yeah, I'm man.
Aggravated, man.
Nobody don't want to talk to nobody. Good morning. What's good about it?
How's your son, man? You know, I've seen you bring your son out on stage. Have you given him the mic yet, Capone?
Nah, he's more into the dancing thing, but he kind of messed up in school, so I had to put him on a little 3-summer punishment. But he's learning his lesson now because he's really good with basketball, and I kind of took that away from him.
What did he do in school, man?
Just basically not going to class, trying to impress the girls. You got a celebrity father, and you're trying to use that to your advantage, thinking, you know, I can get anything I want.
How old is he?
How old is he?
16. 16 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl crazy.
And
it's amazing how these boys are girl crazy and they don't wash up right. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm like, dog, you stink, man. You're in somebody's face and you stink.
And that's scary. That says a lot about our girls, too.
Yeah, you're going to put on your clothes. You ain't touched water.
And put on that Axe cologne.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
All that Axe on, right.
Yeah, I'll come get him in a minute. Tell him, you need to jump in the shower. You stink.
Capone, ripping it up at the Arlington Improv.
Rip it up.
This weekend.
Yes.
All right, man.
Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
How's it going, man?
Appreciate it. See you guys later.
Okay.
Cool.
Later, get ready to wobble.